that I felt when I was getting this yesterday. Maybe it'll come. Praise the Lord. But I felt good inspiration yesterday, and Lord help me, and maybe I could tap into that. That's he's a trip at home. Appreciate her being here. Glad she got to go and enjoy herself. We miss you while you're gone. Praise the Lord. Well, that's better than not being missed, then. Amen. Some folks say, oh, no, here they are. Amen. I've told this, but my grandfather had a sister. Her name was Ori, and her husband's name was Tex. And they lived over, around Cincinnati somewhere. But they had popped in without telling you. They wouldn't let you know this coming. And we'd go visit my grandmother, and you just open the door and there they'd be. She never was happy to see him come. And then they wouldn't hardly leave. It's good to have comers and goers. Them comers and stayers can be pretty rough. So she missed them when they wasn't there, but it was a good miss, you know. So you can have misses, but they'd be good misses. But it wasn't a good miss. We missed you, and it wasn't a good miss. We're glad you're here. Amen. Well, we've been talking about Book of Acts Church in 2015, and this come to me yesterday. Just I've got lots of stuff come to me yesterday, and I kind of isolated it into maybe, I don't know how this is going to go. But in 1 Peter 1 and 9, 1 Peter 2 and 9, Brother Andy, get up here closer, 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You glad? Your mercy's child.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That guy at the pool of Bethesda, the name Bethesda means house of mercy. They kept waiting for the angel to come down and go into the water. The water get troubled and somebody get healed. But that day, mercy came walking in on 2 feet. Amen. And extended mercy. When the man could not get to the water, he who sent the angel to trouble the water came to him. So I'm glad I'm in mercy's house today.
Amen.
I'm mercy's child.
Yes. Amen.
Paul said we are vessels of mercy. So I'm glad for a merciful God. What will you pray with me? Eternal God, we're so thankful for your goodness. Ask you to help us today, Lord. Touch my mind, my soul. Speak to us today, God. Let me feel some of that inspiration, Lord, that I felt when you gave me this, God. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, touch us today, God. Speak to us today, Lord. Talk to us today. God, I love you and adore you and exalt you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. To be the Book of Acts Church in 2015, you're going to have to realize who you are. And why you are who you are. So there's a who and a why. And we need to know who we are collectively as a church and as a church body. that are living in this end time age. You're not here by accident. A lot of folks can always want to live where they're not at. And if God would have wanted you in the first century, that's where you'd be at. I mean, God's God. He could reverse your lineage. You ever think of that? That if he begat, he could start the other end. He begat. Went all the way back to you. Instead of you could have Obed, my brother Obed. Instead of him being way down here at the end, God could have reversed it, and Obed could have been at the beginning. Amen. Boy, wouldn't that be a frightful thought? Praise the Lord. Amen. But God is God. And so we're right where we're at the time that God wants us to be here. And I hear folks, you know, Brother Bean had a great ministry. God really used Brother Bean, Brother Duke, and a lot of those men that were used in the last century, even back to Bishop Haywood. But you know what? If God would have wanted you to use you for 1914, well, He'd have had you there. He'd wanted you for 1950, He'd have had you there. But here we are, 2015, and you're here at the right place at the right time right now. You're not being cheated by being here. Well, praise the Lord. God has a time clock. When the fullness of time had come, Galatians 4:4, God sent forth His Son made of a woman. And when Jesus was getting ready, first He'd say, my hour is not yet. Then He said, the hour is come and now is. Well, praise the Lord. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Amen. God operates on a time clock. Said, when is Jesus going to come? He's going to come in that appointed hour, that appointed day. The Bible said He has appointed a day where He will judge the wicked. So God's got a time clock here. So we're in God's time clock. Amen. And I think Mordecai told Esther that had been chosen queen by the providence of God. He said, maybe we were born, maybe we're here for such a time as this. So you need to ask God, use me now. Who was it? Was it the sons of Issachar? Maybe it was the sons of Issachar, if I'm not mistaken. Said, and they had a knowledge of the times. They had a knowledge of the times. That they knew God's timing. And here we are, right on time. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all don't look that excited about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I believe we could be living. Sister Triplett, I believe it's possible, even at our age, to see the coming of the Lord. I believe that. I believe the Lord could come in our day. And I'm looking for Him to come in our day. I know that gets kind of old. Y'all been hearing that all your life. We got some folks been in the church for a long time. Sister Veda, did they ever show you that picture we took? When we were up in Minnesota the other day, we went by the old Bible college up there, old Bishop Norris's church. And somebody took a picture of me, and we was going to give it to you. And I'm pointing at a picture of the old White Way Tabernacle. Was that where you prayed through at? White Way Tabernacle. Wasn't that where you prayed at? Okay, well, it was something about that you told me about. I didn't even have all the story. Okay, well, I'll show you that picture, and you'll kind of, you told me about being in the church there and stuff, but they had a picture there in the church there of the old church. You telling me about going by there. But here we are. Right now. Glory to God. Amen. I heard a fella say, "You're going to Kentucky." Somebody said, "Why ain't we seeing things like they used to see?" And he said, "Well, years ago he had Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and said now he's got," and he got calling out the names there. But he stuck with us. If he had wanted Peter, James, and John to hang around, they'd still been hanging around. But somewhere in the providence of God, we showed up. Well, praise the Lord. And I'm afraid we may be like old Gideon. You know, old Gideon was hiding behind the wine press. And the angel came and said, "Gideon, thou mighty man of valor." Well, now that don't sound like no mighty man of valor to me. You're over there hidden behind a wine press. Well, praise the Lord. But God sees things about you that you may not ever can see about yourself. He said, "Oh, thou mighty man of valor." And he said, so what God was wanting to do. And he said, "Well, if I be such a mighty man of valor, where are all the miracles that our father told us about?" And the angel said, "Well, I'll show you a few then. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, that means God can use you." Well, we're going to talk to you today about in the hoop. You are a chosen. Can you say chosen?
Chosen.
Generation. Praise the Lord. Chosen. 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 Anybody ever get chosen for anything? Man, when they were choosing them ball teams, I was the guy that, where they said, "Well, I guess I'll take him." I mean, nobody ever said, "Him!" I don't know why my height in that basketball, you know. But, or my girth in the foot, I wasn't made for that. I'm born in Kentucky, I guess I should have been a jockey. Praise the Lord. Amen. Riding a horse. But I wouldn't know about riding that horse. Amen. That speed. But I wasn't chosen. I wasn't chosen. There have been a few things that I got chosen. But think of to be chosen. And to be chosen of God. God chooses you. God said, "Well, I'll take you." I had these scriptures, but I don't think I got them in the order that I want. Psalm 65:4. Chosen. Can you say chosen?
Chosen.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. They're going to be tough on you. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, Brother Alex. You're doing good this morning. You happy you're chosen? I can tell you're running all over you, praise the Lord. Don't break that seat, glory to God. And he said, chosen? I'm going to put it to a down dude. Bring it on down. You doing all right this morning? Well, notify your face, glory to God. Are you mad at Alex? Alex mad at you? He don't. Amen. Chosen. Here's where it narrows it down. I am chosen. Glory. That's where it kind of hits rubber meets the road. So maybe not be hard to believe, Brother Ronnie's chosen. Or Brother Drew's chosen. I'm chosen. Can you say I'm chosen? That was weak. I am chosen. I'm chosen. You are a chosen generation. This is one of these invitation-only clubs. Everybody's invited. Whole world, he said, whosoever will, let him come. But Brother McFadden, some of them didn't open up the invitation. They just throwed it in the mail. They thought it was junk mail. Anybody ever get any mail that you don't even open? You just throw it in the trash. It all back comes in your hand, and you go, you know, man, I ain't wanting that. Amen. Boy, when I see in there, open this letter up, and this will make you gobs of money or whatever it is. That goes right in the garbage can. I don't know nobody that's got lots of money that'll be sending me that. So I just throw it in the mail. But chosen. You are a chosen generation. That means he said, I pick you.
Right.
Woo. 7 million people in the world. And he said, I pick you.
Oh, thank you.
You may be going through a trial, but does it excite you that you're chosen?
Right.
You may not be feeling good in your body, but does it thrill you that you're chosen? There's people that's going to live and die and never hear the name of Jesus one time. And you teach your little babies to say that when they come in the world and hold their finger up and say, one God, I'm chosen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Amen. Chosen. Glory to God. Some of us, amen, some of us wasn't raised in apostolic homes. And we didn't have an apostolic heritage. We can't take a chain back. We're kind of, he said he set solitaries in families. That here, I don't know where, you know, I don't know where. God winds up knocking on your door, or maybe knocked on the door of your grandmother, grandfather. I'll never forget hearing Elder Joseph Meade's testimony. They moved from West Virginia to work there in Akron, Ohio. And really, if I remember right, Sister Meade really didn't want to go. And they moved in this little trailer court. And they're, you know, trying to get work. Poor Job's turkey. Didn't know nobody. Up there in the middle of nowhere with a job. They came and knocked on the door. Next door neighbor said, we seen y'all moved in. And said, we'd like to invite y'all to Pentecost Church. And they never heard of Pentecost Church. They said, well, what do we got to lose? They loaded up, went with them, and Sister Meade said they had a big sign on there up front, and it said, Jesus could come today. And she said she misread the sign and thought the sign said, Jesus is coming today. So they Brother Mitchell, we really didn't understand what all was going on there, you know. But next thing we knew was Sister Mee was down at the altar crying and praying. And next thing you know, she's talking in tongues. He thought his wife done lost her mind. Now, that's not about people didn't know one thing about Pentecost. So it wasn't something that was, you know, she just expected. She done that because it was expected of her to do it. She didn't know. Brother Meade said he liked what he felt. You know, anyhow, here out of all their, and I forget how many brothers, big family of the Meads, a huge family of them, but Sister Tripp, just them. Why do you think it's an accident them folks come, and them people that invited them to church didn't even stay in church? They didn't last no time. They was already out. Now, you think that's an accident? And then people move all the way up from West Virginia, wind up in a trailer park in Akron, Ohio. You get some folks that don't even know whether they're going to stay in church or not, invite you to church, bring you to church. You come get the Holy Ghost, and here they produce a whole lineage of folks that's in church, preachers and singers and folks that love God. Well, praise the Lord. What a good God! Chosen! Man, if I was to start on everybody's story, how folks found the Lord and sought the Lord. I'm trying to think who it was, but I remember a preacher, but I can't get can't get all of it to come to me, but said he was overseas and in the World War II, and said, man, he got praying. He really didn't know. He didn't know nothing about God, but he knew people getting killed. He praying. He told God, God, if you'll get me out of here, if you'll get me out of here, I'll live for you. He said, man, they got on the boat going home, and said he forgot all about his promise. You can forget all about your promise. But said they were all just laying out on the deck asleep. The majority of them, just laying out asleep. It's beautiful. And he felt himself falling. And he's falling off the boat. Right before he slipped into the water, went off the side, somebody grabbed him, kept him falling off. And he said that promise came back to him. And he said, buddy, he said, when that boat landed, he said, I was just lucky. He said, the boat landed, and I just wound up at a little old Pentecostal church. Woo, praise the Lord. I know I'm not chosen. Chosen, Sister Seegers. You and I are a part of that chosen generation. Amen. I try to think of the old bishop that was there at had the church there in Los Angeles. McMurray. Anybody remember hearing of Bishop McMurray? Robert McMurray. My, what a preacher and singer. P.A.W. He's been dead for years. But years ago, he was traveling in the 40s with like Sinatra and all them singing. He was a tremendous singer. And he was black. And so back in the 40s, even in New York, you know, it was very segregated. So when the show was over, he couldn't go party with them. He had to make his way down to Harlem. And he said, you know, said he was just walking and said he passed by this little old storefront building and the door was open and he heard some singing going on in there. And said he stopped at this time of night. Well, Pentecost, you used to have church a while, praise the Lord. And said he stopped. He didn't have anything to do, so he said he just slipped in. He said, man, it wasn't but just a handful. Most of them was women. I think maybe one man said that one sister's up there playing the piano. And there's a woman preaching on top of that. And he said, man, he sat there. But said, it grabbed him. I mean, he was making several hundred dollars a week back then. And it grabbed him. He said, before he noted, he is up front of that church. And then women was praying for him. And he knew nothing about Pentecost. And the next thing he knew, God done poured out the Holy Ghost on him. Amen. He went the next day to see Mr. Sinatra and them. He said, I quit. You quit? You're making hundreds of dollars a week, which was unheard of back then. I quit. He said, I found something that's better than this.
Yes, amen.
And he was originally from Canton, Ohio. And he went back to Canton, Ohio, and folks done things different back then, but it wasn't very long till he was preaching and started a church there in Canton, Ohio. Had a church there for a while, then went to Los Angeles and found a big church there. And I thought, you know, you think that's an accident? That he's walking down the right street and the door's open? Woo! Hallelujah! Why, that chosen generation. What does it say, Brother Andy?
Blessed.
You know what the word blessed means? It means happy.
Right.
Ain't got no money. I'm happy.
Praise God.
Feel bad in your body? I'm happy.
Glory.
Everything not going your way? I'm happy.
Yeah.
Quit you happy about? I'm chosen.
Yes.
I'll feel better later. I'll have some more money later. Things will do better later. Things may not be going good, but I'm chosen. I'm chosen when I'm up. I'm chosen when I'm down. I'm chosen when I'm sick. I'm chosen when I'm well. Well, I'm chosen when I'm bound. I'm chosen when I'm bound. Paul said, I may be in prison, but I'm chosen. They hauled him up before old Agrippa. Said, what do you got to say about yourself? He said, I think myself happy. Thanks to the old king. I'm not happy I'm in these bonds. I'm not happy my head's coming off. I'm not happy I'm going to live in jail for 2 or 3 years. But I'm happy about it. I'm chosen. He stopped me on the road to Damascus. He revealed himself to me. I know who Jesus is. I'm wearing his name. I'm chosen. Blessed is a man whom thou choosest. Yes? Spirit's got to draw you. Well, if we can get the song just right, if we can get the message just right, praise the Lord. Spirit's got to do it. I don't know how many times that I've preached to folks. And, you know, I tailored it for him. You know, he showed up. And I'll do my best to do that.
Yes, sir.
With everything that I got. And they sit there. And I make an altar call. And here's some saint comes down the altar praying. And the folks that I'm trying to reach, they're sitting there wanting to go to the hot dog stand or something. How many spirits got to draw you? And then when the Spirit draws you, you got to say yes to the Spirit.
Amen.
You can always say no to the Spirit. But you've got to say yes to the Spirit. Woo! You get that invitation, whoop, you tear. Woo! And then you start counting off the days. Stephen and Amy Dunn said, Your presence is requested. I'm done. Now, you know, folks that don't even like the president. If you got a letter in the mail and said, written on his own stationery and said, Jonathan and Stephanie Huggins, your presence has been requested for a special dinner at the White House. They'd sneak off, wouldn't tell nobody, praise the Lord. So where y'all been? But thank me, you know. Adam and Brooke Durbin, your presence. Has been requested at the governor's mansion. You know what a. You know, that they didn't know your name. Then write you out a special invitation. The King of Heaven,
right?
Through the Holy Ghost, said, "I want Tom and Cindy Vile. I request your." That's what happens every church night, that you may not show up, but your presence has been requested.
Right. Come on now.
I like it where they got in, they put in there, what is it, RSVP requested. That means they want to know you're coming. That's what repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and the Holy Ghost is. It's your RSVP. Letting them to know, hey, we're going to be there. You invite me. You set my plate at the table. You get it ready. Ain't nobody going to take my place. I'm going to be there. I'm chosen. Ain't got no money, but I'm chosen. Ain't got no education, but I'm chosen. Red, yellow, black, and white, I'm chosen.
Glory.
man or woman, I'm chosen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
Chosen. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matter of fact, I can get this over to you. Quit being discouraged every week when something don't go to suit you. This is life. This is life. This ain't heaven. You think this is heaven? You're confused. This ain't heaven. You'll have a flat tire. Praise the Lord. God is a healer.
Yes, sir, He is.
But He don't heal old age. You live long enough, you'll probably have some of these in your nose. You'll have some choppers that Brother Murphy and them will make for you. Glory to God. You'll walk a little slower. These boys. I get up from praying. They just kind of they grin at me. I'm a grunting when I get up. Hallelujah. That's all right, buddy. Your time coming. I won't live to see it. But God right now has got is making some boys. Amen. To make fun of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Chosen. So what if your neighbor don't like you? He don't even know who Jesus is.
Right.
Boss don't do you right. He don't even know who Jesus is.
Come on.
Well, glory to God. The mechanic that's working on your car does you dirty. Praise the Lord. Maybe somebody at church don't even do you right. Glory to God. You ain't going to take away my happiness. I'm happy because I'm chosen. What you do to me cannot make me be unchosen. I am chosen. I'm happy I'm chosen. Blessed is a man whom thou choosest and calls him. I heard his call. I felt his conviction. Calls him. To approach unto thee. Man, last Tuesday night, I went with Brother Jackson over at Brother, he went preaching to Brother Dykes, and there's this woman there, and he had his message ready. He forgot all about that. He ain't right, that woman. I mean, she's sitting there squalling and bawling all the time that service is going on. And Brother Jackson turned and said, have y'all got water in the baptistry? Somebody food around, hadn't put it in there. He said, fill it up right now. He kept preaching that woman. Well, we got to baptize her and another lady before the service was over. And you could tell, you know, some of you tell, you can look at them until their life's been a mess. You know, life can just chew you up and spit you out. And man, whew, before that service got over, they stuck her in the water in Jesus' name. I thought she's going to climb the wall. Well, Brother Dykes, you know, he's kind of short like me. Well, he might, you know, we won't go into all the place. Amen. But, I mean, when that woman come up out of that water, it was like she, I was looking up and said, man, she's going to climb to the ceiling. I don't know if I've ever seen this. She might, well, maybe she's going to be on taking her to heaven while she's ready. Amen. I thought, man, her expression through church, and then see her expression when she come out of that water. What a change. Chosen. God, let me revisit the time that I got the invitation. That I want you. Calls us him. Yes, yes.
That he may dwell in that fort.
Yes.
We shall be satisfied.
We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Chosen. Chosen. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Chosen. Amen. Well, I'm having a hard time talking you into it this morning. Chosen. Chosen. Amen. Chosen. Heard a story years ago where these two brothers, one of them was a brother by birth, and the other was an adopted son. And they got into it. They got into it. So the biological son said, "You're not really my brother. You didn't come from my mom. You're adopted. You're not really part of the family." And, of course, that hurt the brother, I'm sure. But they said the little old adopted brother stiffened his back. He said, wait. You're right, I am adopted. The dad and mom went to the hospital. They looked in the window. And they said, "I want him." They had to fill out all the paperwork and pay all the money. Then they went to the court and got it done, and they adopted me. And I may not have their blood, but I'm wearing their name. I am a son. I don't really know what it means, but I overheard one day that really you wasn't planned, you was an accident. But I wasn't no accident. They chose me. I come to tell you today, you're not an accident. If you're sitting here and God filled you with the Holy Ghost, you're not an accident. God chose you. Glory to God. Hey, chosen. Chosen generation. Give me Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you may be part of the chosen frozen. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Chosen. Amen. Come here, Brother Brandon. Help me out here a little bit. I don't want to embarrass you. I don't know anything about your biological home. So I'm not saying anything evil about your biological parents. Nothing about that. But do you imagine of all, you know, God's gave you the Holy Ghost. I mean, sometimes you don't act like it. Praise the Lord. But that you're in the club with all of us, okay? But here God gave you, you know, you've been baptized in Jesus' name. You got the Holy Ghost. You're living for the Lord. And do you realize when they were casting that net and doing all that filtering out of what of the various adoptions would be, you could be in a Muslim's house or a Catholic home. We're sad to say, but there's drug addicts that adopt kids. They may get them easier than Holy Ghost folks. Well, they think we're weird. Because, you know, we're not a cussing and a drinking and a smoking. And they got a boob tube in our house and all that. You know, they think we're, I tell you what, we was over at Tulsa yesterday and my wife had to go in that Apple store for her, doing something for her phone. And I've never seen many freaks in one place in all my life. I said, man, are they blue hair and yellow hair and orange hair and tattoos plumb up to their, I don't know where. I thought, oh, thank goodness. And they think we're all right.
That's right.
All right. Amen. But here you are. Well, hallelujah. But a Holy Ghost man and woman. Amen. Said, I'll take them. I'll take them.
Right.
And God, you. Emily, you'll not hit a brother there. Praise the Lord. And chosen. You ain't got no business being discouraged.
Amen.
I mean, you could be in a house, you could be in a house where they're beating your head with a beer bottle.
Right.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And here you're, and got in church here, and brother and sister Cotton's talking to him about prayer and what God will do with prayer and how God answers prayer. And he'll praying for his sister. Well, glory to God. You think that's an accident? Their children are that are adopted, that their adoptive parent murders them.
Right.
Do you ever listen to the news? Do you ever hear the papers? Read the papers? I mean, you're living in a sick society.
Amen.
The most dangerous place in America today is in the womb of a woman. Yet how many abortions are done a day? Thousands of abortions are performed today. While we've been in this service today, there have been babies aborted. Well, glory to God. And here you're here. You want to complain because your check ain't as big as it ought to be? Or you ain't driving the car you want to drive? Or your bones are aching? Glory to God. Chosen. Chosen. Somewhere in that mystical providence of God. That mystical providence of God. God said. Not only did Brother Cotton say, well, I'll take it. God said. I don't know Brandon. That ought to make you want to be faithful to God. Be dedicated to God. Be sanctified to God. Where could I be? But look where I'm at. I believe it's in Lamentations. I may not be correct, but I believe it is. God prophesied to Israel, said, your children are raised in scarlet and cling to dunghill. How stupid could you be to be raised in scarlet? The finest. You may be seated. My brother, I wasn't, because I wasn't raised with my father. My brother was raised in a millionaire's home where they had servants. They had cooks. They had maids. That he was raised in a millionaire's home. He got to be old enough. You know what he done? He steals some money, hitchhikes out to California, and lives on the street. You can't be no crazier than that. That's what happens to people that are raised in God's house and backslide.
Right.
Raised in scarlet. Where folks love you. Pray for you. Concerned about you. Swap it off to folks that the minute the party's over, they forget about you.
That's right.
Anybody, what about 6 or 7? Anybody here on the news where they had this spring break down in Pensacola and they gang raped this girl? I guess she was drunk and they gang raped her in public. And I'm wondering where I'm living at anymore. And folks just stood around and done nothing. They tell me in New York you can fall over on the street. Like that, they just walk right over the top of it. Amen. In a hurry to go get a Starbucks coffee. I'm going to tell you the worst day you're going to have at church is going to be better than the best day you're going to have out there in the world. Amen. Chosen!
Right.
Chosen. Amen. Do you think it was an accident on, you know, they tell me all the time that that heat out in the desert will catch bushes on fire. There's nothing odd about that. They said it's combustible. It just happened. But no, Moses is running for his life. He goes into Jethro's house. But did you read the whole story? It said he was a proper child. And here he is on the backside of the desert. And Brother Obed, he sees this bush, and the bush is not consumed. And he looks at that and goes his way. And after a while, he comes back, and the bush is still on fire. And the bush is on fire. The bush is not consumed. It's commonplace for them to catch on fire, but it's not commonplace for them to catch on fire and be not consumed. Old Moses said, I'm going to investigate. I ain't never seen that before. Oh, God, I wish you had set some bushes on fire here that wouldn't be consumed. They would have some Moses come hunting for them. Moses come there. Well, he wasn't expecting an encounter with God. Next thing he hears, Moses! He knew his name. He didn't say, who are you? He said, Moses! Take off your shoes. For the ground you're standing on is holy ground. He sent Moses' invitation. He sent it to him by name. He knew who he was. He knew where he was. He made the encounter. God saw where you was at. He knew who you was or what you was. He made the encounter. That's not some kind of mystical predestination stuff. No, no. That's just God knows who you are. Hey, and there's something in you that's hungry. You may not know what you're hungry for, but there's something that's in you that's hungry. Got to be more to life than this. Got to be more to life than this. Got to be more to life than this. I tried the bottle and the bottle wouldn't do. I tried the pill and the pill wouldn't do. I tried sex and it wouldn't do. I tried education and I tried success. It's got to be more than life than this. He says, Paul, take off your shoes. For the ground you're standing on is holy ground. You've got the invitation. Hey!
Thank you, God.
1 billion people, 1 billion people in the Roman Catholic Church. 1 billion of them there. Man, I lived in Owensboro, Kentucky, as a Catholic town. Very devoted people. And Sister Samuel is saying, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Nothing's happening. Hail Mary, Mother of God. In the complete rosary, Hail Mary, Mother of God is 490 times. In the reduced one, it's 49 times. Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Say 4, Holy Father, 5 Hail Marys. There has to be more. Them candles flickering. That priest speaking in Latin. I can smell the alcohol on his breath while he's blessing me. There has to be more. You've heard her testimony. She just went to searching. Went empty and left empty. Went empty and left empty. That Ethiopian eunuch traveled all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to observe the feast. and he's going home in the chariot. And he's got the law open. He said, there has to be more to this than that. Oh, dumb before his ears. He opened not his mouth, and God's got a preacher that he stopped a revival. He stopped a revival and made that preacher leave a city that's turned upside down to go stand out in the middle of the desert. waiting for the eunuch to show up. Go join yourself to the chariot. He's running along. He said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, is he speaking of himself or another man? How can I accept some man guide me? And he began the same scripture and preached unto him, Jesus. And the Ethiopian eunuch got baptized and went home a happy man. He got the invitation. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Folks searching for God go through the mazes of religion. Accept Christ as their personal Savior at some Baptist church and they want God. Nothing changes. They're baptized in water, they think. They come up out of that water to walk in newness of life. Their old life is still there. Nothing changes. Maybe they even make it to some charismatic meeting. Get far enough to hear about the Holy Ghost. And they have faith and they receive the Holy Ghost. And there's got to be more to it. I read a statistic the other day. The only reason for the existence of the Assemblies of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues from the early 1900s. And I've read somewhere the other day that the greatest majority of Assembly of God preachers do not even claim to have received the Holy Ghost evidenced by speaking in tongues, much less the congregants. That's why the Assemblies of God has become no more than just a Baptist church that some may or may not speak in tongues. Oh, don't let that be said of Pentecost. Somebody's hungry. They're hungry. Yeah, hungry. Gotta be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. I believe it was Mary and Mary's salutation. He said, he sendeth not the empty away. It's in Luke 1. I want that. And he said, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Luke 1:53. He filleth the hungry with good things. And the rich he has sent empty away. If you're full, that's what rich means there. If you're full, you don't have any room for what we've got. But if you're hungry, he'll satisfy your hunger. Oh, I've got several. I'm just going to do one deal on this chosen. So I've got to get it done. In Deuteronomy 7:6, what does it say?
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
Yes.
The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
Everybody say special. Not only are you chosen, but you're special. Punch your neighbor there and said, you're special. Some of us live our whole life not thinking we're special. We live our whole life thinking that we're an accident. You know, things can happen to folks in childhood that can just turn your whole perspective to where you feel like unloved, uncared for, carry scars. I come to tell you today, God said, I don't care what your drunken daddy said. Or a mother that may have abused you and run off and leave. I don't care what they have to say. I'm telling you what God has to say about you. Does it matter what God has to say about you? Woo! God says you're special. Special! Glory to God. I think I'm getting more out of this than y'all are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe this is for me. Come here, girls. I want y'all. I hardly ever use a girl. But I'm using them today. Glory to God. Maybe you do it all right this one. Over here. Special. Different. But special. Are you listening to me? Different, but special. Stand up, Brother Mike. Come on up here. Get a little closer. This is Dad. He's their dad. And he said, don't forget it. She has a special relationship with Brother Michael because she is his biological daughter. She has his and Sister Becky's chromosomes. That's what made her. They made her. Well, praise the Lord. She is their biological daughter. That makes you special. I'm trying to convince you of that. Praise the Lord. Look like I might have a hard time here. Praise the Lord. And here's this daughter that is an adopted daughter. That she has no chromosomes that comes from Brother Michael. None. She has none whatsoever. However, they adopted her. So she is his daughter. She is special. She is special. And she is special. They both have their own specialness to Michael. And Mike is both of their fathers. One through biology. And the other through adoption. So when he says, girls, get in the car, it really doesn't matter if it was biological or adopted. He's the dad, and they're both in the car. Israel was God's biological. They came through the seed of Abraham. He gave them the law. He gave them the covenants. He gave them the promises. He gave them the prophets. He gave them the patriarchs. He gave them the tabernacle. He gave them the plan. Then finally, when he got ready to be born, he came out of the womb of a Jewish mother. He came from the house of David. From the seed of Abraham. Out of the womb of Mary. Oh, glory to God. Israel was special to God. But here we was. Our ancestors were pagans. All of our ancestors were pagans. Black, white, red, again, pagans. Worship the sun and the moon and the stars. Fish. Birds. How crazy could it be to worship birds? Birds! Crocodiles! There in some parts of the world, they take their kids and throw them into the river. Want them to, let the crocodiles eat them as a sacrifice. Oh, glory to God. I'll be. So I can't claim Abraham only through faith. Isaac and Jacob only through faith. Amen. They can claim them naturally. I just claim them by faith. But you know what? I'm chosen. I didn't get the law. I didn't get the promise. I didn't get the tabernacle. I didn't get the prophets. I didn't get the patriarchs. I got the blood. I got grace. I got mercy. I got the name. I got the Holy Ghost. Hey, hey, hey. Special. You are a special people. You are a special people. Special. Woo! Hey! Most of us in our biological, we're Heinz 57, praise the Lord. A little bit of Irish, a little bit of German, a little bit of Dutch, a little bit of English, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a whole lot of devil, praise the Lord. Amen. God said, I gotta hurry. You are special. Woo! Above all people. World talks about Bill Gates. The angels talk about Jordan Wright. World talks about Prince Charles. Heaven talks about Jordan Wright. Glad glory to God. World talks about Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson. Well, praise the Lord. Heaven talks about Jordan Wright. You are special above all people. Hey! Old Brother Seagraves pastored there in Kennett, Missouri for years. He had to work. He had to work to make, you know, to make ends meet. So he worked as a salesman at Cadillac Place. And he had such an outstanding character. To one day, the guy that owned the Cadillac dealership come put his arm around him and said, I want you to know, I forget what his first name was, but I want you to know that I really respect and honor you. You are truly a Christian. But I tell you what, when I get ready to come down, I'm going to come down to that Pentecostal church. Brother Seagraves just pulled up straight up. You already down. When you get ready to come up, when you get ready to come up, you're coming up to that Pentecostal church. Because the Pentecostal church is Mount Zion. You gotta cry. The Bible says they ascended to the house of the Lord. They descended from the house of the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Right now you're at the highest pinnacle in Newton County. Right here, right on this little hill. This is higher than Pikes Peak.
Yes.
This is higher than Mount Whitney.
Yes.
This is higher than Mount Everest.
Yes.
This is where angels descend to.
Yes.
You can't see them, but they're here. Blood's here. Name's here. Mercy's here. Angels are here. Prayers are met here. Lives are changed here. You're special people unto Himself. Above all, yes, yes.
That are upon the face of the earth.
Yes, yes.
The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number.
He didn't choose you because you were more in number. That don't impress God. But you were the fewest. But you know why I chose you? Here's the bottom line. Here is the bottom line.
But because the Lord loved you.
He chose you because He loved you. Not because He said, man, if that guy would come to God, you look all the talent he got. Boy, but God don't need your talent. Man, if we could get Mr. So-and-so saved, he's got a lot of money. And he comes to God, man, he could do a lot for the church. He's got all the gold is mine, all the silver is mine. The cattle of the hills are mine. And in Kentucky, they say all the taters in the hills are his. Amen. He owns it all. He don't need your talent. Any talent that you've got, He's given you. If you've made any money, He's given you the ability, the strength to do it.
Yes, amen. Amen.
You can be in the feeding tube before the night's over.
Amen.
And not make another cent.
That's right.
You cannot even know your name by the end of today.
Yes, yes.
Man, old Nebuchadnezzar's up there. Like Tarzan. And said, yeah, look what all I've done. For the day's over. For the day's over. For the day's over. He's on his all fours. Eating grass like an ox. Brother, when he got out of that field, he said, I'm going to tell you what. Daniel's God's real. Everything I've got, God done it. Oh, man. Woo! Hey! Let me tell you a story. But this is strictly a story. It's a modern day parable. This eagle had laid an egg, and somehow the egg got misplaced. And it wound up in this chicken coop. And the old chicken, there's a lot of eggs there. So the old hen, she's sitting on them eagle. She's sitting on all them eggs. She knows that one egg kind of looks a little funny. But it's an egg, and that's her job to sit on it. She's sitting on them eggs. And that shell pops open, and here's a little chick. Chick, 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 chick. Another egg pops open. Cluck, 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 cluck. This one pops open, and this odd looking. He's looking around. Mama? All them chickens are clucking each other. Cluck, 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 cluck. The eagle's looking at him. And he watches them, and they're all scratching around, trying to get a little corn and stuff, scratching around. That eagle's looking at him. Yuck. And he's looking at him. You know, all them chickens, they're happy to be in that barnyard. They're just clucking around. Old hen's happy. That old eagle's in that yard. And he said, man, there has to be more life. Okay, so he watches them chickens, and one chicken is beating his wings, and he flies up on the fence post. He's going, cock-a-doodle-doo. I said, boy, that sounds pretty good. Well, that's more like it. So one day the old eagle's out there in that chicken yard. He's going to beating them wings. He's going to fly to that top of that fence post. And he's got that wind underneath his wings. And he flies, and he looks down, and there's a chicken post. And he looks down and there's the roof of the chicken pen. And he looks down and there, he said, man, this kind of feels like what I was born to do. I never felt at home in that chicken yard. And he soars and he becomes what he's always destined to become. That's why God calls us. He said, you shall mount up on wings as eagles. I renew your youth as that of an eagle. One of the four faces seen in Revelation 4 and Ezekiel 1 was the face of an eagle. Might have been born in the chicken yard, but I never did understand what they're saying. Might have been born in the chicken yard, but you know, that junk they was eating never was appetizing to me. And they thought they'd done something because they got on that pole on that fence. Whew. I'm on a soar where I've been born to soar. Whew. Can I talk somebody into leaving that chicken yard mentality this morning and soar into the realms of the heavenlies? Glory. Glory. Can you praise Him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing you an old Kentucky song today. A friend of mine wrote years ago. He's dead now. Hallelujah. No barnyard roost can hold us. No man-made form can mold us. We'll just keep on going. We'll never lag behind. While others are feasting on dead things, by the Spirit we're being fed things from the Word of life. 'Cause we're the eagle kind. We're an army of believers. Makes us Spirit-born receivers. We'll just keep on going. We'll never lag behind. Well, I may not remember. Whoa. We're the eagle kind. We're getting new inspiration as we dig into the revelation. Our eyesight's getting keener. 'Cause we're not blind. While others are talking about dying, all I got on my mind is flying. Because I'm not a chicken, we're the eagle kind. Whoa. I can't remember. I'm not an eagle this morning. How about you? I'm not down in the mouth. I'm not mad. I'm not discouraged. I'm part of the chosen. Shake two or three folks' hands and say, I'm part of the chosen. Now get out of your seat and shake somebody's hand and say, hey, you're special. You're special. Hey, hey, hey. Glory. Special. Know who Jesus is. Been washed in His blood. Filled with His Spirit. Can you raise your hands and love Him? Thank you, Lord. Can you thank Him for choosing you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me.